This is New England Public Media. Massachusetts governor has reimposed some restrictions as COVID-19 cases continue to rise, but are they enough to make a difference? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
The restrictions taking effect yesterday put tighter limits on how many people can dine together indoors, how long they can stay. Roller skating and trampoline parks must close, and other businesses are seeing some capacity limits decrease modestly. Some doctors are saying we're not even seeing the true surge numbers of cases yet, and the worst is still ahead. Do you get the sense the governor has left the door open for further rollbacks?
Yes. I mean, I think that door is certainly still open. The governor made clear, as he has throughout this pandemic, that he watches these numbers. He likes to see at least a couple weeks worth of data. So what we're hearing him say now with this new set of restrictions being put in place, he's going to want to see whether or not it has an impact over the next couple weeks. Now, the big caveat, I think, there is that a lot of these steps are being taken because we're seeing hospitalizations, the number of people in ICU beds on ventilators climbing. And the real concern here is that the healthcare system gets too overwhelmed to care for these patients. Now, if this situation worsens considerably, then I think you could see the governor and maybe accelerate his timetable for considering new or additional steps. I know some doctors are saying that what they think the governor announced last week and what went into effect Sunday is inadequate to address the surge that the state is currently experiencing. But the governor has said that he wants to take a look and see if this starts to flatten the trajectory of the spread of the virus that we've been seeing over the past few weeks.
Governor Charlie Baker last week sent that long-awaited police accountability legislation back to lawmakers. The governor could have signed it. He could have vetoed it, but rather he took that third option of returning it with changes. How likely is it the lawmakers will accept them?
He did send it back with amendments, and probably not as many amendments as many people thought he might. There was still time left for the legislature to consider changes. This is a big, complex bill, so it's not surprising that the governor had some additional recommendations. The fact that he's not challenging them on things like qualified immunity for police officers is interesting and could help in these negotiations with lawmakers. The one thing that's different here, when the Democrat-controlled legislature with a supermajority usually does basically whatever it wants, in the House of Representatives, they do not have a veto-proof majority, and the governor has made clear that he does not intend to sign this bill and would likely veto it if they sent it back without the changes he has requested. So some additional impetus there for lawmakers to try and work with the executive on this if they hope to get it done in the next couple of weeks.
And today's the day electors cast the official vote for president. In Massachusetts, that vote will be cast for president-elect Joe Biden. As this year has just been riddled with changes to the way everything is done, is there a provision for electors to meet remotely, or will they be gathering in one spot?
They will actually be gathering today in the State House, in the House chamber, to cast this vote. Secretary of State William Galvin will be leading these proceedings, and the electors will gather in the chamber, which normally seats about 160 members plus staff. Massachusetts, of course, has 11 electoral college votes, and they will be distanced and masked, and there will be safety protocols. The law requires them to gather. What we're not going to see today is some of the gathering, the celebration beforehand, after, that would typically take place for this ceremony. I think they're going to come in and do their business as required by law and try and do it as safely as possible.
And one of those electors, Matt, Ronald Valerio of Auburn, died unexpectedly last week. What's the plan to replace him?
Yeah, they are going to have to select a new elector to replace Mr. Valerio. There are two alternates, Thomas Holloway or Leslie Phillips, who have been selected in the case that one of the electors could not fulfill their duties. So The college itself will choose one of them to cast the 11th vote.
Matt Murphy is a reporter and associate editor with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks. This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media. We'll be right back.